Com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today's program features the great American singer-songwriter, the gospel and blues-inspired pianist, and the all-around wonderful Southern gentleman, Leon Russell. Russell, If It Wasn't For Bad. That song was just recorded in January and February of this year, 2010, and that's from a very recent release. This is a collaboration between Elton John and Leon Russell, and this album is entitled The Union. And Leon Russell wrote that song, and he's playing piano on that track, and Elton John is singing with him on that recording. So Elton John and Leon Russell have a lot in common. Leon Russell has been a very influential musician, not just in the career of Elton John, but for so many people. But you know, this album is a truly an astounding collaboration. And I wanted to read from the liner notes on this album. This is what Elton John has to say about Leon Russell. So I'm going to be quoting Elton John here. Leon Russell was my biggest influence in the late 60s and early 70s from a piano playing point of view and from a vocal point of view. I've been influenced by a lot of other piano players too, but Leon was my man. He was the master as far as I was concerned. And I got to meet him. He was in the Troubadour Club on the second night I played there in 1970. I saw him sitting in the audience, and I was petrified because he was my idol. You couldn't miss him. He was such an incredible-looking man with his silver hair and his dark glasses. He was so kind to me from the word go, and we did concerts together. We did the Fillmore East. We did other dates together, and for me, that was a dream come true, to actually play with him, and for him to be so nice to me. We were two people happening at the same time, being successful at the same time. He was the greatest band leader of his era. He did Delaney and Bonnie and Joe Cocker with Mad Dogs and Englishmen, and then his own records, and then, of course, the concert for Bangladesh, which was one of the best live concerts ever and probably the first charity record ever made from a charity concert. So that's what Elton John has to say about Leon Russell. What was it about the music at the time in the 60s and the 70s? What was it that inspired Elton John so much? Well, maybe you know Leon Russell's music, or maybe you think you've never heard him. But Leon Russell has been on the music scene his entire life. When he was 14 years old, back in 1956, he starts playing in nightclubs in his hometown, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, I recently did a show about Stevie Wonder, and by the time Stevie Wonder was like 11 or 12, he was already, you know, playing at a masterful level. Well, the same is true for Leon Russell. He starts out, he's just naturally a gifted musician. And throughout the 60s, he really builds his career as a session musician. And he's played on, you've heard him. You might not have known you were listening to Leon Russell, but you've heard him. And let me just read some of the artists that he's played with. Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, George Harrison, Delaney Bramlett, Ringo Starr, Elton John, Eric Clapton, The Byrds, The Beach Boys, Willie Nelson, Badfinger, Tijuana Brass, remember Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, Frank Sinatra, The Band, Glen Campbell, and The Rolling Stones. So an amazing career as a sideman throughout the 60s. And then in 1967, Leon Russell builds his own recording studio and starts his own record label, Shelter Records. So I don't know too many other musicians at that age in the 60s who had the wherewithal to create their own recording studio and label. I mean, the Beatles were thinking about Apple at the time. But there's Leon Russell in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he releases his first album in 1968, Look Inside the Asylum Choir. Now, this is his own band. He's writing, he's singing, and he's playing. The second album was Asylum Choir 2, recorded with Mark Benno and released in 1969. And I thought we should listen to some of this music that inspired Elton John so much. The piano playing is just unbelievable. So from the Asylum Choir 2 album from 1969, we'll be listening to Ballad for a Soldier. And you have to remember that this was the Vietnam War. But this song is pertinent for any time that we are at war. This song is pertinent. It's as relevant now as it was in 1969. And after that, we'll be hearing one of his most famous compositions. Leon Russell is an amazing songwriter. We'll be hearing A Song for You. It's from his 1970 self-titled album, Leon Russell. We'll start with Ballad for a Soldier.
Won't you hear me? I watch the cannons blazing on the giant silver screen. The swastikas were burning and the hero was me. The general gave the order, gladly I obeyed. But the movie faded quickly all at once today. And now I stand alone with the charges made. Just like the Indians in the early days, battle lost and won, yet it still goes on. It's just another ballad for a soldier. Told how many babies I had killed that night. A dozen colored photographs inside of a magazine told the morbid story like a movie screen. But I was not the hero that I thought myself to be. Movies are much different than reality. Songs I've made some bad rhymes.
fact that I'm alone and stayed alone with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you. And I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Darling, can't you please see through me? 'Cause we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of the truth, withholding nothing. You came out in front and I was hiding. But now I'm so much better, and if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love in their hiding. I love you in a place where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I was singing this song to you.
Leon Russell, A Song for You. That was from his 1970 self-titled album. And right before that, we heard Ballad for a Soldier from Asylum Choir 2 with Mark Benno in 1969. This is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. So, Leon Russell, wow. So in 1971, we just heard 1969 and we heard a track from 1970, and let's move into 1971. He was so active during that year. In that one year, he plays on recording sessions with B.B. King, Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan. He releases two studio albums of his own that year. And in that same year, he helps revive Freddie King's career. He releases three Freddie King albums on his Shelter label in the early 70s. So he's very involved, not only in his own music, but with collaborating with so many other people. And in the summer of 1971, George Harrison invites him to play on a now historic historic a concert, the concert for Bangladesh. So I wanted to play a track from a live recording from the concert for Bangladesh, George Harrison's song, Beware of Darkness. And Leon Russell is singing with George on this song. That same year, Leon Russell released an album, Leon Russell and the Shelter People, and there's a song I wanted to play from that 1971 recording, The Ballad of Mad Dogs, and that song is about the concert tour. Leon Russell organized a tour for Joe Cocker, Mad Dogs and Englishmen tour, and they made a movie about it and everything, and this is a song that Leon Russell wrote about that experience. On the concert for Bangladesh, this is, I don't think this album has ever been released on CD. We're going to be listening to some of vinyl today. That was an amazing concert. Not only did Leon Russell sing with George Harrison on Beware of Darkness, but he also performed Jumpin' Jack Flash, you know, the Stones, Jagger, and Richard, that their song. He played bass on the entire set that Bob Dylan played. Bob Dylan did Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, Just Like a Woman, Mr. Town, you know, a whole set that Bob Dylan did on that concert for Bangladesh. And Leon Russell's playing bass for him. George Harrison is playing guitar, and Ringo Starr is playing tambourine, so that's quite a set. Maybe we'll listen to that on another program. But now let's listen to Beware of Darkness, followed by Ballad of Mad Dogs and Englishmen. Leon Russell.
Watch out now, take cover, beware of falling sweet. Dropping all around you. Thank you.
one-way strikes. Flashy pimps and family fights. Spotted dogs and bloodshot eyes. Our space captain laughs and tries. Understand the scheme of things. Just in time, the scene has changed. The bus is here to bring the beer. Sherman's reading shade. And sexy airplane ticket takers, union members, Leo Fender's pride and joy, electric toy, teachers and learners, incense burners, religious leaders, chronic leaders, thieves and pirates on a ride. It's a hippie commune bonafide. Alive and tired. Rock pop correspondence feed. But Okies, Limeys, curtain climbers, stones and future dominoes. And know which way the wind blows. Stolen cola, no one knows. The shadow dew, but it's still a shade crew. 'Cause I love her and she loves me. Just myself and 40 friends in the name of Cocker Power. Out here on the road again, with mad dogs and English men.
Leon Russell. The Ballad of Mad Dogs, that's from his Leon Russell and the Shelter People album in 1971. And right before that, we heard Beware of Darkness. That was a live recording from the Concert for Bangladesh. That was a George Harrison song with Leon Russell singing with him. And if I'm not mistaken, when we heard that track, that's also Leon Russell playing keyboards. All right, this is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And today's show, we are exploring the music of the great American singer-songwriter Leon Russell. So Leon Russell, he's been active in his entire life as a musician. You know, I mentioned earlier that he started, you know, at 14 years old playing in nightclubs. Not only a keyboardist, but a guitarist, a bass player, a producer, an amazing musician. And he's continued to record throughout his life. In 2006, he released an album called Angel in Disguise. And, you know, I started the program with a track from the most recent recording. Elton John and Leon Russell have just released an album called The Union. So we're going to be listening to more tracks from that in just a couple of minutes. But before we get to this to that album, I wanted to play a little bit of the music from Leon Russell's 2006 CD. He has really got a quintessential sound. Let's listen to the title track from his 2006 Angel in Disguise. This is once again released on his own recording label, recorded at his own studio. Leon Russell, Angel in Disguise.
Well, I saw her standing there.
Yeah.
She had ribbons in her hair.
Oh, yeah.
Love fell down from heaven.
Yeah.
Hit me in the eye. The way she looked my way, my sadness walked away.
Yeah.
Oh, she looked like an angel in the sky. Never forget the day,
yeah,
when the true love came my way.
Oh, yeah.
And my heart just jumped with the happiness,
yeah,
you feel with the butterflies. And then she looked my way.
Leon Russell, Angel in Disguise, the title track from his 2006 CD. So we started the program at the top of the program listening to the most recent recording from Leon Russell from January this year, 2010. We started off the show with If It Wasn't for Bad. And in that song, that Leon Russell composition, he's playing the piano and singing, and Elton John is singing the lead vocals with him. So let's listen some more to this incredible recent collaboration between these two master musicians. It's called The Union, and it was just released. You probably can just hear a lot of the affinity in the piano styles that Leon Russell and Elton John have in common. You know, I read that essay at the beginning of the program, the liner notes where Elton John is talking about how influential Leon Russell was in his own songwriting style and piano playing skills. So how did this collaboration between these two masters, how did this come together? In 2008, apparently, Elton John has been doing a music program with Elvis Costello called Spectacle. And for the first episode of that program, he wanted to talk about three singer-songwriters that he thought had kind of been forgotten. Elton John wanted to focus on Leon Russell, Laura Nyro, and David Ackles. Laura Nyro and David Ackles have, we've lost both of them. They've passed away. But as you can tell, Leon Russell is very alive and kicking. Well, you know, Elton John focused on Leon Russell's music, and he started to think about him, and he'd written a song that he thought was kind of in the style of Leon Russell. And over the course of the next 2 years, he contacted Leon Russell, and they agreed to make an album together. And they were scheduled to start recording in January of 2010. Elton John's schedule opened up a little bit earlier. So in October of 2009, they go to the studio. And now I'd like to read the liner notes. This is what Elton John has to say about the recording sessions between him and Leon Russell for the album The Union. This is from Elton John. "So I'm going to Los Angeles to go into the studio with T-Bone Burnett, Bernie Taupin, and Leon Russell, and start seeing if we could write some songs. Bernie had some lyrics ready, and we came into the studio, the Village Recorder in Los Angeles, and we sat in the control room talking about music, and it wasn't until T-Bone played a video of Mahalia Jackson singing Didn't It Rain at the Newport Jazz Festival that the ice was broken. Leon and I have a deep love of gospel music. I went out to the piano, and I started writing a song called A Dream Come True. And then Leon came and started playing with me. And then the two pianos sounded so great, so we knew that would work. And then we sang together, and all of a sudden the ice really was broken. Not that it was ice in a bad way, but it was awkwardness. And suddenly the album was definitely on, and it was just gung-ho from that point on." So let's listen to this song, A Dream Come True. This is pretty amazing. This album is truly astounding. I'm just getting familiar with his music, so we're going to listen to it together. This song, A Dream Come True, the songwriting credit is Elton John and Leon Russell. They're both singing and they're both playing pianos. So check it out. Leon Russell, Elton John, A Dream Come True.
Your heart pounding in my ear. I feel the sound, and the time is near. I feel pain of all the things you do. Now the time has come, I know your dream come true. You made me so complete with the things you do, and the music's sweet. Make me feel
JFF's annual music sale returns to the White Sulphur Springs Fire Hall on November 20th, and right now, we could use your help to get ready for it. We need your donation of anything musical, CDs, vinyl records, musical instruments, sheet music, and audio equipment in good working order. Donations are tax deductible, and all proceeds go to benefit your favorite community radio station. For more information, call us at 845-482-4141 or email adam@wjffradio.org.
All right, this is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And yeah, you know, our music sale is coming up, so if you do have some music that you think you might like to donate and help us out, we would really love to hear from you. Give us a call, 845-482-4141. Okay, we just listened to a couple of tracks from the most recent recording from Leon Russell and Elton John from their new recording called The Union. That was a dream come true. And I imagine that was really a thrill when they got together in the studio in Los Angeles and they both walked into the same room and there's Elton John starting to write this song and Leon Russell sits down and they both start playing the pianos together. That's unbelievable. When you hear them side to side, when you hear Leon sing a phrase and then you hear Elton John sing a phrase, you can just hear how they're doing almost the same type of vocal delivery, the exact same piano style. The energy is astounding. The one thing I would say is that there's a certain rawness that Leon Russell has in his own recordings. You know, we heard that Angel in Disguise, which was just from 2006. That was his most recent solo recording prior to this collaboration with Elton John. So, you know, there's just some sort of a rawness that Leon Russell has. And when I hear them play together and this this recording was produced by T-Bone Burnett. There's a certain a smoothness that comes in, a certain more of a mainstream pop kind of feel. And I think it's an incredible collaboration. Well, you know, Elton John and Bernie Taupin have been an internationally super star songwriting duo for so many years. And I think it's really interesting that on this album, we finally get to hear some of Bernie Taupin's lyrics. Leon Russell and Bernie Taupin got together and wrote a song, I Should Have Sent Roses. We'll be listening to that song in just a minute. I'd like to read a little bit more from the liner notes. This is what Elton John has to say about the recording session with Leon Russell. During those 4 days, 10 songs were written. Leon had already written one song with Bernie called I Should Have Sent Roses. Leon and I wrote a couple of songs together. So in that period of time, we had 10 songs written before we convened in January 2010. We came to Los Angeles to record, but Leon had to have a major operation a week before we made the record. The operation lasted 5.5 hours and was very debilitating for him. He came into the studio a week later and would stay for 2 or 3 hours playing his part, singing his part, maybe writing a song here and there. And a week later, he was doing the Grammys with Zac Brown, and we were doing the Music Cares concert for Neil Young, and gradually people came into the studio and found out that Leon was in town. Ringo, Sharon Stone, Stevie Nicks, Grace Jones, Leon Rimes came by the studio. Brian Wilson came and sang on the record because Leon had played on a lot of the Beach Boys records. All of a sudden, this man who was very frail because of his illness and who had been forgotten about suddenly got his confidence again and started to play the grand piano instead of the electric piano. And all his great piano playing came flooding back, and we made this incredible record. When I say incredible, it's incredible because the music, I think, is pretty fantastic. But more so, it's the most poignant journey of someone who had been lost in the consciousness of American music and who is going to come back now into the forefront of American music. Someone who was a giant, who had written so many beautiful songs, was a great composer, a great arranger, and had played on so many people's records, including all the Phil Spector records. So that's what Elton John has to say about his idol, Leon Russell. It's a pleasure to hear this collaboration between the two of them. So let's listen to that song that Leon Russell and Bernie Taupin wrote together. This is called I Should Have Sent Roses. And both Leon and Elton are playing piano on this track. And this is a very funky track. So here we go. I Should Have Sent Roses from The Union, Leon Russell and Bernie Taupin.
Are you standing outside, looking up at the sky, cursing a wandering star? Well, if I were you, I'd go
I'll never send roses.
Leon Russell and Elton John from their most recent release called The Union that was recorded in January and February of this year, 2010. We just heard Hearts Have Turned to Stone. That's a Leon Russell composition. That's him on the piano and Elton John and he were singing the vocals. Before that, we heard a Leon Russell and Bernie Taupin song, I Should Have Sent Roses. We've been focusing on the music of the American singer-songwriter Leon Russell. And next week, I think we're going to be listening to some more of this recording. We're going to be focusing on the music of Elton John next week. So Elton and Bernie Taupin have written several new songs on this recording, this collaboration with Elton John and Leon Russell. My name is Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH Monticello, New York, and streaming online at wjffradio.org. It's 159. It's about 50 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville, New York. Stay tuned for Alternative Radio.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Frost Valley YMCA.